We're going right now through very difficult times. Times of challenge, times of confusion, times of fear. And anything that we can do to make some sense out of it, to get some direction in dealing with it, to have some tools to cope with it, and hopefully some strategies to alleviate and eliminate it, those are all certainly extremely important and critical feelings and thoughts that we all need at this time. And first and foremost, the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, it's well known, there's a mitzvah saseh from the Torah, to cry out in a time of tzora that comes to the tzibur. And he says that this is midarkei hatshuva. This is what awakens people to tshuva, because when a tzora comes and we cry out about it, then everybody knows that we're getting the message that it's to teach us a lesson, that we need to improve. And it has something to do with our limitations and our shortcomings. But he says very interestingly at the end of the second halacha, v'zehu, this realization that it's not a mikre, that there is a lesson, zehu sheyigroim lohosir hatzora me'aleim. This realization can cause that the tzora should be removed. And I think that the initial approach to what we're going through is one that there's a lesson. It's not an accident. It's not a mikra at all. And the Rambam continues, if we take that position, then it just continues. But when we come to the realization that there's a message for our own improvement in that tzora that's on the tzibur, that in itself can be a cause for the tzora to end. We certainly have a lot that we can improve. And it certainly isn't for me to be the one to say what needs to be improved. As a community, there's much to be desired. And each individual himself, he himself or herself knows what they have to work on and what they have to improve. But I think just this realization that there's a message, there's a real message, and to depend it upon whether we get the message or ignore the message really depends on what happens. If we get the message, we can end this tragic tzora. And if we miss the message, then we are maybe directly causing it to continue. How do we cope with maintaining our health, our equilibrium, at a time when fear and danger grip us so aggressively? Well, the first thing we have to realize is that we have to put our trust in Hashem. The Pasuk says, Tov Hashem lekoivov lenefesh tidrashenu. And the Medrash in Eicha Rabbah says, Tov Hashem lekoivov. Hashem is good to those who put their hope in Him. So, v'loy lakoil, and not to everyone else. So the Medrash answers, no, lenefesh tidrashenu. And the Eitz Yosef explains that to those that do what they have to do, we're hoping to Hashem, but we know we have to do ishtadlus. And here we have to practice every care and zihirus that we're told that we have to do, and we do that, and we should do that, and we must do that, and we're obligated to do that. But after all that, we must realize, l'nefesh tidrashenu, there's no shutuf, there's no hitztarfus, there's no combination of Hashem and the hishtadlus and the efforts and the medical approaches. Those are our obligation. But the reality is Hashem controls everything. We're obligated to do our ishtadlis. We're obligated to do everything possible to save our lives and the lives of others. But the reality must set in that ultimately it's Hashem alone. Toiv Hashem lekoivov, not to everyone, lenefesh tidreshenu, to those that know that they're only being derish Hashem, and everything else is merely together our obligation of what we have to do. But ultimately, everything is dependent upon Hashem. He is in complete and total control. And the truth of the matter is, that realization in itself is a very powerful skula to protect us from all kinds of danger. In the Shar Gimel, in Perek Yud Beis, the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, the Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Goin, says as follows, Uve'emes hu inyan godol uskula niflo. It's a great inyan and a tremendous skula, a wondrous skula. L'hosir u'levatel be'ol av kol adinim v'retzoynes acherim. To remove from him all dinim and all ritzoynes and all dangers that come from other places, shlo yuchul lishlepo, that can have any control, any power over us, v'lo yasu shum roishim klal, can't make any impact on us. Kishodim kevea beliboy, when a person sets firmly in his heart, lemor, haloi Hashem hu elokim, Hashem, He's the God. He's in control. Ho amiti, the true one. Ve'ein oid milvado yisborach shum koyach ba'olam. Besides Hashem, yisborach levadoi, by himself, there isn't any other power that exists in this world. V'chol olamos klal, all the worlds, v'hakol molei rak achdus ha'poshut, yisborach shmo. Everything is filled only with his oneness, which means he's the only power that exists. U'mevatel b'libo bitul gomur. He's mevatel in his heart, a bitul gomur, and he's not worried, concerned, paying attention to any other koyach in the world. And he obligates, and he connects the pureness of his thought only to Hashem. Kain yaspiku yisborach biyodo shememela yispatlu veolav kol akriches v'horetzoynes. So too, to that degree that he is focusing totally on Hashem, Hashem will be will provide that shememela yispatlu veolav, that will be nullified from on him any koiches or retzoinus shebe'olam, shlo yuchlo lifol shum dover klal. They can't do anything to such a person. The one who is totally focused on einod milvadoi, nothing in the world can affect him. No other koyach exists to do anything. And this, of course, is something that we have to do. And once again, it does not negate in any way the hishtadlus that we have to do. We have to do everything that we're directed to do, together nishmartem oidan afshesechem, together protecting ourselves, together protecting others. But we must realize ultimately that it's ein oid milvadoi, and that realization alone has the power to be mevatel any koiches that anything might possibly have over us. It's an interesting posuk, and Rashi and the Vilna Goin give us a sense of how we should look at these situations. The posuk in Mishle Yudches, posuk Yudalit, says, "Meshiv dover b'terem yishmo." I'm sorry, "Ruach ish yechalkel machalehu." The spirit, the uplifted spirit of a person, will sustain his illness. "Ruach necheo," but a broken spirit, miso enu, who can tolerate it? What can it do? And he says as follows: "Ruach ish." Ruach gever shehu ish gibor ve'einoi noisein daigo beliboy. The spirit of a man who's a gibor, he's powerful, and he doesn't allow worry into his heart. And he's mekabel kol haba'olav besimcha uvechibo. And whatever happens to him, he accepts with happiness and with love of Hashem. And he's not worried about anything. Yechalkel machalehu. His koyach will not disappear from him. That will give him the koyach to fight, to ward off, and to conquer any illness, any sickness that befalls him. And the Goin says it also in an interesting way. He says as follows: Ruach Ish, Shasimcha bo al yadei haruach, v'zeh Ruach Ish kesha ish tomid besimcha. When a person is besimcha, who yechalkel machaleu, he'll sustain the machla, he'll maintain it, he'll overpower it. Af sheyovoy olav machla chas v'sholem, even if he gets an illness, chas v'sholem, who yechalkel machlosoy besimchosoy yivatleno. He'll sustain himself from this machlo, and in his happiness, with his happiness, he will be mevatel. He will nullify this machlo. Aber mi sheyesh lo ruach necheo, one who has a downtrodden, broken spirit, for aitzovin, and he is worried. He's full of worry and daiga. Mi yochol liso esois. Who can tolerate such a thing? That can't help him. And we see very clearly, and I think scientifically it's been proven time and again, that the positive emotions of the absence of worry, which by the way Rashi defines in Parshas Bahar as bitochen, bitochen is shaloi tidagu, nothing to worry about, we're trusting Hashem, the absence of worry, the happiness and the love of Hashem, no matter what difficult situations we face, that has the power to strengthen a person to the extent that he can fight off any illness, any tzora that he has. And we know scientifically, medically, that they have studied so many times that positive emotions, happiness, strengthens the immune system. In fact, one of the Meforshim in the Medrash says, the Loshen besimchas halev, tluyim chayei haguf, with the happiness of the heart, is dependent, the life of the body. The life of the body depends, it's upon the positive emotions, the happiness of the heart. So this, in a way, is a way to deal with and to cope with, in a sense, the threats and the difficulties that we have. But we also have to work very heavily on strengthening our bitochen. Because bitochen, I guess through happiness and through the absence of worry, has the power not only physically to heal us, emotionally to heal us, to give us great menuchas hanefesh, but it also has the power to min hashamayim, to bring about yeshuos. And we know in Perek Chof Hei, in Tehillim, the Posuk says, David HaMelech asks Hashem, Abatech, he says, the bitochen that he has in Hashem, abotchim b'cho lo yevoishu. Those that put their trust in Hashem will not be embarrassed. Then he says the next pasuk. He says, gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu. Not only the ones that put their full trust in Hashem, that are so batuach that Hashem will help them, that they don't even have an element of doubt, they're so confident, which comes from an appreciation of the chesed Hashem, as David HaMelech says, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, I have such a confidence in your overwhelming and overall chesed, from Briyas Olam to this very day, that yogeli bi b'shua secha, my heart will rejoice, the Goyin says, I know it will rejoice in the Yeshua, I know the Yeshua will happen, something just tells me the Yeshua will happen, because I have such confidence, you'll be tochen. But then, gam the next pasuk says, I'm kol kevecha lo yevoishu, so there's a comment from the Avrom Ben Chaim Ramoch, one of the Tkufa of the Sfardish Rishonim, says as follows: Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu. Bola rabbis, what is the second pasuk? It's the first pasuk says, Beitchem Hashem, they shouldn't be embarrassed. Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu, says Bola rabbis v'loimar. Shein tzorech loimar shabeitchem b'cho, shein b'tachlis ha-shleimus. Not only those that have the ultimate shleimus habitochon lo yevoishu misivrom, they're not going to be embarrassed because they have bitochen. They're 100% sure. El afilu oisam she'eino masigim lohochin libom liftoach b'cho bitochen sholeim. Even those that cannot bring themselves to have complete bitochen. Besibas hem shochem achra gufnius. It seems because of their draw after the physical materialistic existence, it sounds like the situation is so overwhelming that I find it difficult to be 100% sure that Hashem is going to help. But they still maintain hope. They refuse to give up hope. They will not be miyayish. They will not despair. They can't be 100% sure. It's too overwhelming. But im kol ze mekavim lecholo ishiya mitzorosom. Afilu elu, he says, lo yevo ishu mitikvosom. They will not be embarrassed also from the hope that they have. You won't let them be embarrassed. Elo ta'aneim, you will answer them, betoshiyem, and you will save them. Seems that even those, and even if we're not capable of reaching that in times that are so difficult like this, a level of bitochon that's so confident, that's so total, that's so complete, that's so sure that we just know for sure Hashem's going to help us out of this tragedy and protect us and heal us and guide us and just end this sorrow al hatzibur. But even if we're not on that level, but we refuse to give up hope, and hope means God. Tov Hashem lekoivov lenefesh tidrashenu means hoping to Hashem and not confusing ourselves with the hishtadlus as part of the resolution, rather just as the obligation to be mishtadl. But it's all the koivei Hashem. We're putting our hope in Hashem completely and totally. Those people also will not be embarrassed. And he says that Kodesh Baruch Hu ta'aneim v'toshiyem. He'll answer them and he will save them. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to recognize the lesson that we're to learn from a tzora al hatzibur, and to realize that this is no mikre, but rather we must improve ourselves individually, collectively, communally, and as a nation. And also to be able to maintain simcha, to be able to maintain chibo, to be able to maintain the absence of worry in these difficult and trying times. And to be able to realize that Einoid Milvadoi, there is no other koyach out there other than Hashem, which in itself, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chaim Ivalozhin says, is a skula niflo to protect us from the influence of these mazikim, of these ritzoinus, of these koyches. And to strengthen ourselves in the midas habitochin, to whatever extent we can, and even if we can't reach the highest level, but to know that gam kol koivecho lo yevoishu, if we maintain hope, and we refuse to despair, or we refuse to be meyayish, and we keep on hoping, and we realize Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin, the Yeshua of Hashem can come in the blink of the eye, and we realize that no, under no circumstance, afilu cheref chodo munachal sabor shalodom, al yisyayish min harachamim, al yimna esatzma min harachamim, even the sword on the back of the neck, never, never, never give up hope. Never lose hope. Never be miyayish. And we can maintain all of these things. And hopefully in that schus, be'ezus Hashem, will be zoiche to an end to this tzora, to a quick, speedy end to this tzora. Hopefully, just as the tzoras of the makos of Tzfardea and Oroiv and Borod ended immediately, so too we should wake up and see that this tzora is on the mend and the worst is over, and we'll be zoiche to the benefits that we were to and hopefully did derive from this wake-up call, and that all of Klal Yisrael in the world should be spared from any further additional suffering, with a refuah shleima to all those that have been stricken, and with Yeshuos and Nechomos to us and to all of Klal Yisrael and to the entire world.